Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Not ideal.
No, terrible.
Not ideal. I mean, look, the three things that sucked about that game last night is, one, you're looking for a bounce back after that game against New England. You get the opposite of that, right? Two, the Bills couldn't just lose the game. They had to have you engaged all the way down into the last 60 seconds, which they did, so you can't just walk away and resign yourself to it's not just your night. Three, you're going to have to wait a full 2 weeks before they take the field again, which means this loss is going to sit.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing worse than losing a game going into the bye, especially the way they lost it, a 24-14 loss last night. But here's the thing.
What's that?
We can take solace in the fact that the Bills did not take the worst loss of the weekend.
Who played worse than that?
We're about to hear it.
Oh.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy made his picks on Friday, thanks to the holiday yesterday. Let's get right into it.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Mule excuse post-game Tuesday in the break room on WCMF.
Here is Tommy's first pick from Friday on CMF. Over-under, 1/2 sack for Joey Bosa.
Well, you told me this team's got to show up and show us who they are.
Yeah, who are you?
And you brought this guy in, and you're paying him all this money. Mr. Hollywood has got to have a Bosa bash on Mike Pence. So he's got to get to Mike Pence in a hurry.
Michael Penix.
Yeah, Pence. Pencey. Yeah, I'm going to take that. He's got to get it done,
no,
man.
Again, listen to what I just said.
Do your job.
Listen to what I just said.
Bring your doctor.
The Falcons have some of the best pass protection in the
NFL. Yeah,
but
who have they played? And it's too early to really know that. He's got to get it done.
No, I know he's got to get it done. It's not does he got to. Mm-hmm. It's can
to. I got a good feeling. I got a good feeling about this kid.
So to be clear, you are
still believing in Bosa.
Yes, I'm a Bosa believer.
You are over.
I back Bosa.
1/2 sack for Joey Bosa.
Yes.
Big moment in the third quarter last night, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Joey Bosa got to Michael Penix. Mm. Yeah. Came off the edge, big time hit, dropped him 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. His first sack, I believe, since week two against the Jets. The only problem, the Bills were offsides.
But that should kind of count.
No, it doesn't count at all.
All we said was, does he sack the quarterback?
Yes, and he did not get a sack. Yeah. He did not get a sack.
I saw a sack.
There was not a sack because the play didn't count.
What a ripoff, man.
No sacks for Joey Bosa last
night. No penalties. We're killing us.
Who's us? You got a crick
us.
In your pocket?
We're right
Who's
there.
Us.
Who's I'm
us?
Me.
Us. You're you.
I'm me, and I just got the shaft.
The pass rush was better last night than it's been the last couple of weeks. Even with that, they only got there twice. I mean, you know, the Falcons protected it pretty well. I don't know. I don't even. It got better as the game went on.
Yeah.
They started getting to Penix and bothering Penix.
They made some adjustments.
It wasn't too late. The offense is what failed you in the second half.
Right.
The defense
had no protection.
The defense locked down that Falcons offense in the second
half. All on assignments. Miscommunication.
They almost picked him off there in the end, too.
Oh, God. Right in his hands. That pick, they tie the game. That would have been, after he dropped that interception, that would have been the perfect way.
It felt like when he dropped it, I was like, oh, that was their opportunity. That was it.
Why you would throw there if you're the Falcons in the first place? Yeah. All right, we're getting off topic. The bottom line is this.
What's that?
You're 0-1, but that's okay. You got 4 picks to go. I mean, you got to hit on one of them, right?
Well, Bosa's back. I call that, and he is back.
Is he back? Because he didn't get a sack.
Oh, please.
Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen Monday night.
No, I think he's got to clear that up. He's got to be good.
All right, again.
Prime time.
You're saying he has to be, or they need to be.
You can't
but
be half-assing.
Will they be?
I don't think he gets picked off. I don't know. What's the matter?
No half-assing?
No half-assing. But he's got to get his. He's got to get back in that groove, man.
It ain't Josh, man.
Yeah, you can't just say it ain't Josh.
It ain't Josh.
You can't be the guy and go, it's not any his fault.
So to be clear, you are under 1.5 an interception for Josh on the
I think
day.
So.
Not such a great night for Josh Allen.
No.
15 to 26, 180 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. The moment that Josh Palmer went down with that ankle injury, the wide receiver, the Bills offense grinded to a halt.
Yep. What little they had in the beginning.
And you saw Josh try to go into FU mode and do it himself.
Yeah, they weren't giving it to him anymore.
But the problem, it seems, Kimmy, no one on that Falcons defense had any respect for any other Bills offensive player. They just got to tee off.
They were pushing
and I think
around.
They even brought up in the broadcast, it's almost like, you know, Josh didn't have his trustworthy guy. Khalil Shakir would have been that guy. They shut him down. And he didn't. It's almost like he didn't trust anybody else out there enough to make a big play.
No trust.
No hits so far. You're 0 for 2.
Yeah, I know I'm going to get killed.
So let's keep it rolling. It's a Muley post-game excuse Tuesday here on CMF. 0 for 2 thus far. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy from Friday here on CMF. Over under 1.5 a touchdown catch for Keon Coleman.
I think Keon is comfortable going back down south where he's from.
Hmm.
They're his people. He understands Atlanta.
You said Florida's not the South. You've said that on the air before.
First of all, he's from New Orleans. He's from Louisiana, and he played at Florida State.
You're right. Damn.
And Florida State is 600 miles away from Florida. So I'm going to say he's very comfortable going back down to Atlanta. These are his people. This is his kind of town. He's going to be very comfortable down there.
Shut up.
Oh, I did my research.
No, you
shut up,
you're
Tommy.
You're just naming things that you know because you lived out because you had criminal family that lived in New Orleans because you spent 2 years in a kid's prison in Atlanta. That doesn't mean you know anything.
Kid prison.
Was it not kid prison?
Isn't every school a prison for kids?
Man! So to be clear, you
are
over 1.5 a touchdown catch for
kids. Yeah, Southern kid going back down south. He understands Southern football and he understands the ways. I think he's going to do great. He understands that culture.
Okay. Man, Southern kid going back home,
yep.
Kimmy, right?
Should have been
be
a lock.
Big game.
Sure. Keon Coleman last night targeted 6 times, 3 catches on 6 targets, 11 yards total.
Why aren't they using him more?
No touchdowns. He had 6 targets. That's using him. He's not catching the ball.
What happened?
He was invisible. That's what happened?
Yeah, I don't.
I would argue that's what buried them last night. If you can't get him going, you're one-dimensional. You're shot. Kimmy,
I think it left a lot of people questioning, is he going to be the guy? I mean, this is kind of the point where it's like you're either...
He's got to turn the corner.
Yeah, kind of.
Got to turn that corner.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Kimmy now.
He needs to follow through.
Last week, he is benched for the first series because of some kind of team rules violation. He then comes into the second series, immediately fumbles inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he gets nothing going for this team. What is his job in this offense? What is he?
Well, I mean, I think the Bills brought him in hopes that he would be the guy for Josh Allen.
But, like, what's his role?
Like,
Khalil Shakir
is
the over-the-middle, I'm going to go get yards after the catch. Josh Palmer's going to stretch the field. Is he this muscly, I'm going to out-jump people, go get the ball because he ain't doing it?
That kind of seems like it. I mean, that seems to be, like, his strength, right? They always say, oh, he played college basketball, and he'll go up and get it like a rebound for you. But he's not a speed guy,
somebody
right?
Somebody needs to work with the kid.
Bro, Josh still trusts him.
No, I mean, the coaches work with the kid. What do you do with this kid all week?
Bro, when you're at the NFL level, it's not like I'm going to show you how to be a receiver anymore.
Maybe they do.
Okay, then that's not a guy you have on your team.
Well, he's there, and you paid for him. You're stuck with him. He's yours. You signed for him.
You signed for him like he's a UPS bag. Got a Keon Coleman here. I'll take it.
He's your piece of property. He's your guy.
Okay. 0 for 3.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. And has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't think
well,
this...
you know, they don't try. How can I make a prediction? The kid doesn't try. He doesn't jump up right here.
Let's get to our fourth pick.
Basketball.
From Tommy on Friday on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if they do, is it by 4.5 points?
Well, they have to win. This is a game they've got to get.
No,
this.
It's not. I hate when you do this. If they lose the game, they're 4-2 going into their bye.
They're
going to
drop two games. They're going to take two straight losses going into a bye. They need it.
But it's not a must-win game. It's not a must-win game.
So what I'm going to say is, in my voice, I say that they win and they cover.
And that's it?
So I think they can. I think they're going to put it to them.
So
they're going to put it to them.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a blowout.
Okay.
It's going to be a Southern Keon Coleman, folks coming in from all over, blowout.
It was a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all saw the end.
Yes, we did. All right.
Are you having fun?
Oh, I'm having a lot of fun.
Are you having?
It's actually.
I'm not having fun. Ooh. I don't like this. I don't like.
Well,
this.
If we can take any kind of. Joy, it's in this moment right
mirror.
Now.
I guess.
Let's get to our final pick here.
Did we even bother?
What was it? I forgot.
Oh, I want to hear the buzzer one more time. Go ahead, Kimmy.
We'll not be... so fast, Southern buddy. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What do you mean? Mm-hmm.
Just go.
And I, you know what? Somebody might send out a little congratulations.
Go ahead.
It might be coming from Oklahoma.
Shut up. Nobody even knows who this is anymore. Nobody knows who this man is anymore.
A lot of people know.
Nope.
My generation grew up
with
this guy.
No, they don't.
The ghost of Jerry Clanton.
He's alive. We found out this morning.
83 years old. He's still coaching at some obscure Western
Southern
Oklahoma.
Western
Oklahoma college that, like, you learn how to do mining.
Okay, how is he going to send out congratulations? There's no way he's got a Twitter.
He's on Instagram.
No, he's not.
I follow him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Because you wouldn't know he was
he
alive.
He followed me back.
He did not. Shut up.
He did.
So the ghost of Jerry Glanville,
no, Jerry Glanville who
is
alive,
still alive,
is going to reach out and congratulate the boys.
Okay.
Because that's all I got for Atlanta.
All right, great.
Got bored with his own bonus pick.
Did you see what happened on Friday night?
Wait, no. He did not.
What?
What happened to Jerry
Glanville? He coached a hell of a game, you idiot. No, nothing. He's fine.
I thought he died.
I was going to play it. Yeah, no, that's a miss.
I know. It's a miss.
So just to recap.
Yeah, let's recap it.
0-5.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Golden Sombrero, everybody in my DMs on Instagram were blaming you for the loss last night.
Me?
I don't
coach that team.
No, I mean, just stop running your stupid mouth and pick objectively. How about that? Don't be a
Bobby
dick.
Bobby Babbage.
By the way, they're
do
also,
your job, Babbage.
They're also blaming Ryan, my brother.
What do you do?
Apparently, the Bills have not won a game when he dresses like an animal on Fridays.
Oh.
And in back-to-back weeks, he was a lobster and then a penguin that kept yelling he was a falcon.
Yes. All right.
So folks are now yelling at Ryan, stop dressing like an animal on Fridays because that is
maybe
jinxing.
Yeah, but that's that to the side
hard
for
because
while.
You got the Panthers coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. He also...
He could be a big old fat Panther.
Well, no, because then the Bills are going to lose that game. By the way,
Pudgy Panther.
Well, yeah.
If you are looking for something to feel good about as a Bills fan, I know this is a rough morning, Sean McDermott, in his career, has never lost a game coming out of a bye. And last night, the Falcons did play that game coming off a bye, so they had 2 weeks to prepare for Buffalo.
All right. So looking good.
I don't know. We thought we were looking good last night.
Yeah, and the week before that.
Not so much. All right. Normally on a post-game Monday, Tuesday, Friday, whatever, we have Dan Fates from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus joining us. We just got a text a little while ago. Dan, his flight got changed. He's going to be in the air.
Bro, you know they went busted airlines. Dixie Air. You know they chintzed out on that ticket, man.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.